Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke chapter 4 about when the Lord went back to his hometown of Galilee, to Nazareth. And the Lord had just spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert where he combated Satan. And it says where he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And now St. Luke says he returned to Galilee filled in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you know, the Lord was, born in Bethlehem, but he was raised in Nazareth. That's where he spent his entire childhood, perhaps his first 30 years in this town of Nazareth. And now he goes back to the place where he had been raised. And of course, the Lord had already done a few miracles already. He had already begun to gather his apostles. He had driven out the money changers from the temple. He had changed water into wine and done a few cures. So already his reputation was becoming well known as a preacher, as a teacher, as a rabbi. And it says that he taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. Now remember, a synagogue was anytime you had 10 Jewish families in an area, they could construct their own synagogue, which was a place for study and worship. It was a school for boys to learn how to, read the sacred scriptures. And the synagogues really arose during the time when the temple had been destroyed and also when it was too far to travel to the temple. So the Jews would set up little synagogues for prayer and reflection and teaching. And so it was not uncommon that if a guest rabbi came into the area, they would be asked to preach. And that's what happened today. But of course, they got the biggest shock they could imagine with what the Lord would say. So it says that the Lord came to the synagogue as was his custom. That's a very interesting phrase because it does tell us that, of course, Joseph and Mary and Jesus went to the synagogue every Saturday. They were devout Jews. They followed the Jewish faith. And it was their custom, just like it's your custom to go to Mass on Saturday night or Sunday, or even to daily Mass. It was their custom to also go each week to the synagogue on the Sabbath. And this time he was chosen to do the reading. And they handed Jesus the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Again, his reputation had begun to spread with miracles and his powerful teaching. And so they wanted him to give the sermon that day. And the Lord took the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Out of all of the dozens of scrolls they would have had, the Lord chose Isaiah. And he unrolled the scroll, this parchment. And, of course, back then there was no chapters and verses. So the Lord, of course, knew the scripture so well. He found the place in Isaiah the prophet, which talked about the Messiah, the anointed one, the King of Israel who was to come into this world, who would also bring about a year of Jubilee. Remember, the year 2000 was a great Jubilee year. It was a year of great graces and forgiveness of debt and all sorts of wonderful things. And every 50 years in the Jewish faith was a Jubilee year where debts were forgiven and people were released from captivity and from prison. And so many good things would occur. And so now the Lord reads this passage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is referring to the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. This is what Jesus would do. He would preach to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to captives. Liberty for those who were in captivity of sin. The Lord would free them from their sins. Recovery of sight to the blind. And we see the Lord cured many of the physically blind, but he also cured the spiritually blind. To let the oppressed go free, the Lord freed so many from demonic possession. And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. So this was now a great fulfillment of all those previous Jubilee years. The Lord was now ushering in the great Jubilee. And then He handed the scroll back to the altar boy, and he sat down, which meant he was about to preach and give a sermon. All the sermons were given from a seated position. And he says something so shocking that the Jewish people have been waiting for thousands of years to hear. Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Just with that one sentence, the Lord was saying he is the Christ. He is the anointed one. He is the long-awaited Messiah. And imagine being there in that synagogue that day and hearing, for those who have been waiting for thousands of years, to hear those words that today that scripture is fulfilled. And of course, all were amazed at his gracious words that came from his mouth. Of course, in a few moments, though, after this, we don't hear it today, but they were too shocked and so surprised that they drove him out of the synagogue over to the cliff over which the town was built and were about to throw him over the cliff because they said it was blasphemy because he was claiming to be the Messiah, the long-awaited Son of God, the King of Israel. But at least in today's gospel, they're still rejoicing at the announcement that Jesus had fulfilled the sacred scriptures.